are back, ladies and gentlemen.
It's been a fucking minute. It's been a minute. What, like a fucking...
Like a month, almost.
Like a month since we did our last podcast?
Yeah. We're in a new location now, a new studio.
Yeah. We're back. This is the ASMR banana cast.
With the candle in the middle, real sensual.
You don't want me to chew the banana? People love it, dude.
Yeah, they do.
People everywhere, they come up to me and they say, we love it when you chew on the podcast.
They'd be like, it would be great, but you know what would be even better?
Banana.
We all had bananas.
Yeah, we're gonna cycle it through. What episode is this? Do you know?
I think it's 22. I could be wrong, but I think it's 22.
Well,
22 is a good number.
Yeah, 22. 22 is honestly a pretty solid year. Well, with us, we have Pincy, Vincy.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, thanks.
This is gonna be great.
I don't know why I started, honestly, with
thanks for the beer, too.
Oh, yeah, a little Budweiser. You were saying, yeah, we should do a little cheers. So Budweiser is your second favorite beer, you would say?
Yeah, and Bud Light and Budweiser kind of taste the same to me. But Bud, you know, the Bud family... It's like number
Bush,
one.
What's it called? Yeah. Like Bush.
Bush Light.
It's like the name of like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And then Budweiser.
And I go with Coors under that.
So do you have Coors? Yeah. Like Banquet or just Coors?
Just Coors. Coors Light.
Dude, I don't even know if ever had just like a straight up Coors. I think I've only ever had Banquet. We had, Swell's had a huge Coors Banquet phase in like, what, 2017?
Yeah, the little glass ones.
The little nubby
ones.
I
still love those.
Yeah, those are good. If we're going to have a banquet, I want the little glass knobby ones. Those are fun. They're just tasty.
Coors Light, that's like a Midwestern dad beer.
Yeah, that's the one that with the like,
with the mountains
sensor,
turn
right?
Blue.
Where,
when it's cold.
It's the height of technology, I think. All of our human technological
peak human existence is
that. Yeah, but like imagine you work at a beer factory and some guy is like, okay, at the meeting, they're like, I know we've been making this can the same way
Coke
for decades.
Fucking mind.
But
like, I got a fucking idea. Right?
I got an idea. The mountains are going to turn blue.
They get blue.
When it gets cold.
Oh, God.
I mean, that's kind of genius, honestly.
It honestly is. And I don't really understand how, if we're being, like, you know how the mugs where like, like the heat technology, like where fucking you pour your hot coffee in and like, I don't know.
What happens?
Some.
Well, you know, I know what you're talking about, where the image shows up.
Yeah, exactly.
Tiffany got me a mug that was like, it's black and then you pour hot water in there and it becomes like the intro to Skyrim where it says like, you're finally awake.
Bro, that's fucking sick.
That's really cool.
Wow, that's fucking tight.
I had this CD one time, this Black Keys Brothers, and when you put the CD, like the CD was like all black.
When you put hot coffee all over
it. Yeah, it turns blue. No. When you put the CD in the thing, and then once it's done playing, it comes out and it's white.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Oh, because the heat of the thing?
Yeah. I don't know. They just like made it some sort of way where it like changes colors like that.
But like if you take it out long enough, it'll like turn back to black?
Probably, yeah, maybe. I don't know. I never noticed that part. I just noticed like the CD cutler was like changing.
You like take apart your CD deck in your car and it's just a bunch of fucking black
schmutz
everywhere.
Yeah, it's like a bunch of shit everywhere. And I'm just like, oh man.
And everyone knows what you like completely listen to and what you just skip around on.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah. That's interesting. For CDs, that's like kind of an interesting thing.
It's kind of innovative.
CDs really did not last very long.
I think they did.
They had their run.
like mid-90s to like, a couple years ago?
Yeah. I still fuck with CDs.
I like CDs.
I do too. My car doesn't have a CD player in it. And it's like, it bums me out. Because I have a lot of cool CDs.
Yeah, I do too. I just moved recently and I was getting rid of a bunch of shit. And I was like, I have all these CDs that I collected over the years and there's just nowhere to really play them. Like, I'm not going to go like get a CD player. It's not
But it's also just like I wanted to buy recently. I was at this fucking like anime store. And they had the complete CD set for Final Fantasy VII, and I was gonna buy it.
Oh,
but
that's fucking
it was 70 bucks though.
Why is dope shit always so expensive?
Because it resells for a lot higher.
Is it like a repressing or something? Like
it was original.
Oh,
yeah, it was
shit.
Original, and I was gonna buy it, but it was 70.
Oh, like
bucks.
When it came out? That came out in 97, right?
Yeah, or it was like it said 2000, 2001. So,
Must have been like a limited run of something.
Yeah,
maybe.
Probably.
Like,
I think that game. That's I need to replay that. Not the fucking PS. 4 or 5 version. I want to like.
I replayed it like a year and a half ago, 2 years.
Yeah.
Still hold up.
Oh, yeah.
That's fucking gas.
I specifically replayed 7 and 10 and I did 100% run both of them to see which one is better. And I have like, you know, I could just say which one's absolutely better.
Yeah.
Damn.
7's better.
7's got to be better, right? I think. I remember one thing when I was little, my brother was grinding out. There's like this one like item that you get in 7 where you have to take like a certain like number of steps on this like plateau and you like get this item. Do you know what that is? You must have done it if you 100%ed it. Maybe it was 8. I don't know.
It sounds familiar. Like,
you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I think it was Cloud, because he's just walking around on this like thing, and then eventually like an item appears. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I have like a very specific memory of that. I've never
There's Barret's ultimate weapon that you have to get. You can miss that.
Really?
If you're going up the stairs to fight Hojo, I think, for the second time.
Okay.
I think you can miss that at the steps, so that could be it.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Damn.
Dude, what did you think of the remake?
I liked it. It was just like, too short, yeah.
It was. Well, they're trying to, like...
It makes no sense. They should have ended it where... Fucking... At least where, like, Disc 2 ends.
Yeah. Yeah. It doesn't make any sense that they're, like, adding all this stuff. Like, why did we fight Sephiroth at the end of that game? It makes...
Well, it's supposed to be, like, Sephiroth is... From that Sephiroth from the remake is the only one from the original seven.
Yeah.
And then everyone else is from an alternate universe. So that's why Sephiroth is trying to like stop the sequence of events from happening.
Yeah.
So then he can, you know, be absorbed into the live stream.
Oh, that's it's a lot. I don't know how I felt.
It's not confirmed yet, but it's like that's the leading theory.
That's like the lore.
Yeah. And those like whispers, those like ghostly shit, they're like
so weird.
They stop things that aren't supposed to happen. So like when, you know, spoiler if anyone hasn't played the fucking remake, but when Barret dies in the remake, you know, they fucking save him. Because apparently they're stopping like...
It's not supposed to happen. It's not supposed to happen. You don't really play that many video games, huh?
No, not anymore. I think I played Final Fantasy, I don't know which one, a while ago, but that's like a series I've never really delved into. So I don't really know a lot about it.
I've
heard great things.
Yeah, there's like 10 is a grind. Like, to get 100% on 10, it's I had to fucking grind. Like, I think I tapped in like 100 hours on that game.
Jesus.
Yeah, it was like 93. Damn. Just to 100% everything.
Did you play on like an emulator or like you rocked
it on
PS2?
No, I had it on
PS2?
Xbox Game Pass.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they have all that
stuff.
Yeah,
on PC.
Now. Yeah, okay, cool. That's sick.
But that was a fucking grind.
Is that one of your favorite games?
Yes. When I first moved to the US and I got a PlayStation 2, the first game that I played was Final Fantasy X.
Damn.
That's tight.
So I was like sentimental value.
Yeah. I actually played 10 before I played 7. Because then I played 10, was just so fucking like enthralled by it. And my cousin was super into 7, was like, you need to play 7. So then I borrowed 7 and played 7.
Yeah. Those games are really beautiful. And I remember the graphics, especially like the cinematic cutscenes in those games would just be like amazing.
They're fucking ass. Like I look at it now, I'm like, this shit's ass.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. For 7, not 10, but for 7, I was like, this shit's ass. But I noticed that like they spent a lot of like CGI on like Tifa's titties.
Let's fucking go.
Like it's like weird polygons, but then Tifa still has like bouncy ass titties.
Now I really need to play this game.
It's important. Yeah. It's important. They did not shy away from that at all in the remake.
Some of the craziest video game titties I've seen are from Witcher. Have you played that game?
No, I haven't.
But I know what you're talking about. There's some big old.
It's like not bazongas. Even like it's like not even cool.
Bingo.
It's like,
it's like too much.
It's like
here,
it's
what's
like,
this game
on.
So I can stay away from it?
The Witcher. You had to have. I think it's
the
like
Witcher,
on Steam.
The Witcher.
Witcher
3, right?
2.
I tried playing the first one, I think. And I think just some other game was occupying my mind at the time.
Yeah, it happens. It happens.
Yeah.
So what do you mean? I was listening to your album that you came out with, The Bitter End. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was listening to that today for the second time. That shit's really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, really good. What is that kind of like the music that you're more into? Like, because I know you were playing in Miguel's band for a while. Is that kind of more your wheelhouse? Like the dance, like not house, but like...
It's more electronic
stuff. Yeah, more electronic stuff.
Yeah, I would say so. I think I grew up... I mean, I obviously grew up listening to all kinds of music, but like my first real interest was in electronic music.
Yeah.
And just producing overall. Like the first time I ever tried like making music on my own was they had this like MPC emulator on Newgrounds.com.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried making beats on that, and you couldn't save anything. But like,
damn,
oh, wow.
I would just leave the window open so I can
so
come back,
come
to,
back
it,
to it. Yeah,
and I at that like point, I kind of realized that I like producing music and like making my own shit.
Yeah,
and I think that kind of goes hand in hand with like electronic music, where it's really like hardware based, you know, where
just like do you have like a lot of drum machines and like stuff like that, or
no, I for the most part, I have. I mean, I have some VSTs. Like, I have the TR-909 VST, and I have the 808 VST. But I try to do everything by hand, and then I try to also just like sample a lot of drum shit.
Yeah, what's that sample? I think it's like the song like Ghost something, and it's like it sounds like an older song.
Ghost something.
I'm not talking like, God's Chariot.
Oh, is it God's Chariot?
God's Chariot.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, maybe we're thinking of what's that lyric?
Well, I was like, ba da
da da. Yeah, 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 yeah. Exactly, exactly.
That sample is, who the fuck is that sample? It was some sample. I was like on. So, like, sometimes, like, just there's just a day where I'll just listen to, like, a bunch of, like, samples. Like, I'll create dig on YouTube.
Yeah.
And I'll just find that's shit sick. That I like. And I found a sample. I forget how I got into that hole, but, yeah, it was
it's
some
YouTube.
Right. It was some disco sample.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That one's rad. That yeah. Like, that what you did with that whole track mm-hmm. is, like, got me going. Got me driving fast.
Honestly, I fucking love that shit. I really love... I mean, there's like elements of house in what you're doing. Like, right?
Yeah. I love house music.
Too, yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's also just like some straight up techno. Mm-hmm. Just overall electronic. I really find that like shit really speaks to me. I really like like going out and dancing. And mm-hmm. like when I hear a track that's like that in the club, like definitely trying to shake my ass. And I feel like you did a really good job of that. Like shit, if I feel like I want to like move, you know, I was listening to it in the car earlier and I was like, you know, dancing in my seat. And I feel like if you can achieve that on an electronic record, then, or, you know, whatever, techno or house or whatever, then I feel like you've gotten what you need to get out of it.
That's yeah, just, what sure. the fuck?
Was that your stomach?
No, the this candle like oh, just bubbled and like relit itself. Dude, witchcraft, spooky. Let's go.
This place is haunted, dude.
Yeah,
Leroy's ghosts.
Leroy's been doing black magic again.
Sounds about right.
You're always practicing witchcraft. I was going to ask you, because I feel like there's a little bit of a shift. It doesn't feel like Bitter End doesn't really feel like a continuation of necessarily this stuff. Like there's not really a through line between this record and your last. I was wondering if you like what kind of things that you were going for in terms of differentiating this record from the past one. Because I feel like there's a shift, but I'm not really like putting my finger on it. I feel like maybe you use more samples this go around, or like...
You think? I feel like I actually wrote down all the samples, and I feel like my last album had a little more samples.
Oh, okay.
But the samples that were used in this, in The Bitter End, were very like... very clear that they're samples, like, right. You know, like they're not just like tidbits here and there.
Yeah,
like I think Glory Days was just like mainly a sample that I just like played shit over.
Mm-hmm.
With this album specifically, so the first album, it was like my first project that I was putting out on my own as Pincy.
Yeah,
so I was a little bit self-conscious in like doing certain things, like vocals specifically. So I specifically made What Now like half vocals and then just half like instrumentals that people might like, you know, right. Just like beats and dance beats and shit like that. And I feel like with The Bitter End, I was a little bit more confident in like doing shit with like my vocals and like, trying different shit.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't say it's like experimental, but for me personally as like a musician, it was a little bit more experimental in my
You're getting out of your comfort zone and doing that stuff. I mean, it's a medium that you don't, it's like benefit like I don't think of Daft Punk as being like, oh, they're singers, they like, you know, they have their vocals, but obviously they're tuned and pitched and like
Daft Punk is like a huge inspiration.
I hear it, bro.
Yeah, it's, I hear it. Yeah, yeah. No, it's you do it in the best way possible.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, it's fucking tight. Daft Punk's I know, I fucking love that. I would say Daft Punk's in my top three you know, artists of all time, and it's really cool to see the homage being paid to it, but it doesn't feel like you're copying exactly. It's nice to like I always like when I can tell, like, oh yeah, like fucking Vince fucks with Daft Punk.
I fucking love that. And like a lot of the I've made a bunch of other shit, but I would listen to it and I would think, I would be like, should this belong into the album? But it sounded way too much like Daft Punk.
Sure.
And I was like, it's a little bit too on the nose.
Yeah, I feel
I get what I'm doing here. So I would scrap it.
Yeah, it's fair.
And I feel like a lot of the songs in this album are just more like they're influenced on certain tracks.
Yeah, I can hear it, especially like just in some of the, not really like what you're doing, like, but like sonically, like the way that some of the vocal processing is happening, I'm getting some of that stuff, which is really fucking sick. But it's not like, it doesn't feel like you're copying anyone, or it just feels like you're paying respect.
No, the sound is fresh. Like it sounds like definitely like its own thing. Do you like when you, I know you've done one live show as yourself. Do you have like, do you usually just, is it just you like on a, like a 404 or something? Or do you have a like band members? I wasn't at the show.
Yeah.
My apologies.
Fuck you. Person.
Next time.
Yeah.
Next time. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to answer for you.
At that show and the future, like, what is that? What is like a live show of like something like that look like for you?
So I have two band members. It's right now it's my brother, Miguel, and then Roger.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Because we're also roommates, so it's just easier. And then I split the masters up into like tracks on my 404. So I have like the master on my 404, but it has a bunch of shit cut out. Mm-hmm. And then I'll just have them play different things on, depending on how I'll listen through and like they can do this. Like for certain songs, I'll have Roger do the bass.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I'll have him do like the like main synth pad. And Miguel will just be doing like the main, you know, some of the keys on there.
Yeah.
Some of the bass synths because we have the Nord. So, you know, it can handle a lot of shit on there.
Yeah. And then, of course, you're doing like the vocals. And I noticed during live, you're hitting a lot of those.
Yeah, I'll do lead synths like just because I feel like they're already really busy. But I've been thinking about incorporating like other shit, like different gear into the mix and having them be a little bit more busy.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I've also done DJ sets and I want to somehow incorporate like a DJ set into like a live set where I can just like transition.
Yeah, yeah.
And like keep things going.
That sounds cool. Yeah, 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 for sure. That's tight. What's it? Roger, is Roger still rooming with you guys?
Yeah.
What are you guys up to? Like, you guys like play video games and stuff, or you jam, or like what?
Roger
like,
doesn't play video games.
Yeah. Sometimes he'll play with us. Like he played Among Us with us. Do you remember? Like he played.
Oh shit, he did. He got a little sussy.
There was like a point where Roger, I think, was trying to speedrun Metal Gear Solid.
What? Jeez. Which one? Oh yeah, the first one. Mm. I remember. I watched a stream of that. Yeah. Roger has a little bit of that gamer.
Yeah, like I'll say some like video game shit to Roger, and he'll just be like, "Oh, I play that."
Yeah,
and I'm not surprised. Like Roger's kind of like a jack of all trades.
Yeah,
right, you never know what he's gonna.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, Roger's very very much of an enigma. Mm-hmm. I think I never like know what to expect. Sometimes he'll just like say
something. He's like an onion. He's just like you just keep peeling layers, back
his
layers.
I like that though because there's always something to talk about with him.
Oh yeah. Roger's a very interesting guy.
And I feel like that's most of our interactions at the household is like he'll come in because he lives in the garage.
Yeah,
you know, so he'll come in and then we'll just start talking about something and then it's like I learned something new about him.
Right, right. Yeah. That's cool. Love to hear it.
Yeah, what a great guy.
What a guy.
Yeah. Roger.
Roger, if you're listening.
Roger, actually, I think it was our first video podcast. That we
oh, really?
Did.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, he just did, like, little edits. Like, he's artistic.
A good person to have. He's a good-looking guy.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Handsome fellow, no doubt.
Handsome motherfucker. He's got perfect 5 o'clock shadow. Have you noticed that?
I was just talking about this with Antonio.
Really?
I was talking about how I wanted to either laser or, like, get my face waxed because I hate when my facial hair goes in. And I say I've been to shave every fucking 2 days.
Yeah.
And you can only really see it here and here.
Mm-hmm. It looks good. I think, I feel like if you got just like that growing out a little bit, like
that's a good look. It grows thick. Like you think it won't, but like once it grows, like I grew it out during quarantine and it was thick.
Yeah.
You didn't really post any pictures of that.
No, because it was ugly.
I feel like the mustache would look dope. Like a mustache, does it grow right here?
And no, I like have a mini soul patch.
Oh, nice.
But like, it's mostly
about
chin, but a lot of it's on the face. But I was talking about with Antonio how I wanted to fucking do that, like with laser. But I was like, oh, I like having the option. And then Roger came in and he had a 5 o'clock shadow. And we were just like, see, Roger has
like Roger like stumbling out of the garage and like his boxers with like just like ungroomed, like 5 o'clock shadow. Just like,
yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's so funny.
Is he a late to rise kind of guy?
Yeah, I mean, I think. Well,
y'all
I am at least.
Right?
Well, Miguel and Antonio are pretty. Antonio's the earliest. He wakes up at like 8, 7.
Oh, Antonio lives there too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. They got the whole band house.
Yeah, so it's like.
That's pretty sweet.
Antonio wakes up and then Miguel wakes up and then I'll wake up and then Roger wakes up. But usually, and lately it's been switching. Like sometimes I'll wake up before Miguel.
Yeah.
But it's only because we've been going to the gym. So like.
Oh, nice. Oh, yeah. Nice.
Hell yeah.
Where you guys go?
Planet Fitness.
Planet Fitness.
For the pizza.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, what do they do?
Pizza Mondays or something like that. But I think we've been going there for at least a month now. And there's no pizza.
No pizza on Mondays.
I'm pissed.
I remember I worked at a gym for my very first job when I was 16. And I think I might have told this story on here before, but
it's okay. It's really funny.
I like was hungry one day and there's no food around. Like they have like a little deli and it was closed. And so I ordered a pizza from this place, Uncle Ernie's Pizza, which makes just like these like crazy pizzas.
Yeah, they're really good.
And I ordered a pizza there, and I'm sitting there eating it, and like, and this one guy like who's like a trainer came up and just roasted me for eating this pizza at a gym, because it's like people are there trying to like lose weight and stuff, and like, you know, eat healthy, and I'm just like tearing this pizza.
Yeah, but I don't get that sentiment. It's like, people eat pasta and shit to like carbo load, so why can't you
eat
pizza?
They do. Yeah, I think stuff like that might be a little bit. Like pasta kind of makes a little bit more sense. There's like nutritional value to it, but like a fat old greasy pizza. Like I kind of got where he was coming from. I mean, I agree with you. Like,
was he joking or was he like,
he was like half joking, half not. Like, yeah, he was kind of just like, bro, like, what are you doing? Like, you know, people are coming in here trying to like change their diets and stuff, and they got to look at you like eating this fucking pizza.
It's like
the front desk guy, like just like
a big old thing of chili with like
I'm just like got like wings like, on the side. Like, but no, yeah. So whenever I think of pizza, that's really funny that this place serves pizza there.
Yeah,
that's like, so, well, it's part of it.
Supposedly.
Oh, so I still haven't experienced it.
I have not seen, and I talked to people about it, and they're like, I have not seen the pizza. I've been going there for fucking this. Plus, like, amount of time. Like,
this
and
is why I'm coming, and there's no pizza.
There's also supposed to be bagels on certain Fridays.
What the fuck, dude?
Yeah.
It's funny that they're only doing, like, carby snacks and stuff.
I know,
like,
I know. Doesn't that seem like...
It's like, all right, we got...
Well, it's supposed to be, like, a judgment-free zone, so it's like...
Okay.
You can eat the things that you aren't supposed to eat.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is kind of Planet Fitness's thing.
Yeah.
Has anyone set off the lunk alarm?
No, but...
What's the lunk alarm?
The lunk alarm's like, you know how you go to a gym and people are like... pushing
dropping
heavy weight.
Weights and shit.
Yeah. And then they like drop like, weights or like they're grunting to like because they're struggling to push up weight, you know, because it's hard to lift weights.
Like
and they go, yeah, if yeah. any like excessive stuff like that, they can like push a button and it sets off like, and it's like the lunk alarm. Like you're not allowed to like
do that.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. It's like if you like drop, you know, like on the machines and stuff, how it has the weights, if it hits down too hard, they'll like press it. Like,
I've seen videos of people setting it off on purpose.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so good.
It's judgment free, except if you're trying to go there and lift heavy weights.
Yeah. Don't you think fitness should be a little bit judgment present?
No.
It depends on the kind of fitness you're going for.
Like what your goals are and whatnot.
Like if you're going for like straight meathead, juice head weights, like yeah, you need a little bit of judgment to push you. But if you're just going for like a casual kind of workout, like Planet Fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
Then you don't really need that kind
of. It's just more kind of a casual.
Yeah, you want to do your own thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I see a lot of big old like like gentle giants and stuff on TikTok. Like when I started lifting weights, I would start getting a lot of that on my in my algorithm and stuff. Mm. And it'd be like a lot of people. I feel like there's like a big push for like these big ass fucking dudes like ripped as fuck, just trying to like create a positive vibe in a gym and just be like, yo, like don't be like making fun of people or like. I get a lot of videos of people like getting mad at people like for stepping into their frame. Like,
oh yeah, I see that too.
Yeah, okay, that's another level.
And then like these like big old juice head dudes, or like not juice heads, but like, you know, fucking like ripped ass motherfuckers will like stitch that and be like, the fuck are you doing? Like it's a free fucking gym. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's,
everyone's there. Like if you want to not have people walk in your frame, like buy your own equipment and stay the fuck at home. You know.
Yeah, yeah.
People are just trying to get out here and work, and like fuck you for that.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's tight. We should go work out right now.
Yeah, I'm fucking ready. I didn't get to work out today.
You did? What'd you hit today?
No, I didn't get to work out today, but I was supposed to hit. So, like, me and Miguel, I've been working out for, like, I personally have been working out for a little bit over a year now.
Oh, nice. Uh-huh.
But then Miguel just decided to hop in with me.
There you go.
And I didn't have a gym pass or anything prior to this.
Yeah. Oh, you just go, like, kind
of. I was following my cousin's prison workout routine from when he was in prison.
Oh, word? That's
great. Is it crazy?
It's not too bad. It's like Mondays is push, leg. Yeah. Tuesdays is leg. Yeah. Wednesdays pull.
Yeah.
And then Thursday is core and abs. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. I do cardio all days.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're supposed to.
Because I smoke, so I feel like I need to clear out my lungs. And shit.
Yeah.
Like
it's a balance.
Out. Yeah.
You know what's great is swimming, bro.
I can't swim.
You can't swim?
No, I can't swim.
I'll teach you how to swim.
So many people have been telling me they'll teach me how to swim.
I literally was a swim instructor for a summer camp.
Yeah. I'm down. Yeah,
I could literally teach you how to swim. It's not that. It's pretty easy. It's just like
it's like muscle memory.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have no muscle memory because you've never swum.
Well, but if you build it up,
yeah, you'll get there.
I feel like I can get it. I've also wanted to try surfing. So,
I've wanted to try surfing too. I'm just afraid of sharks.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also just afraid of the open ocean.
The open ocean is kind
of
terrifying.
Yeah. If there's a lot of places though, if you go in the morning and stuff, it's just hello people out there. I have one scar on my body. Actually, that's not true. I have a scar on my head, but my board like popped up and like hit me in the nose.
Oof. Yeah.
So I haven't been surfing since then. You remember that?
I think so. That, yeah. I vaguely remember that. Yeah, that, that sucked.
I think I got a concussion. Yeah,
that sounds like not fun.
No, it sucked. And I drove home. It was sick.
It was fucking tight. When you crashed and the board hit you again in the back of the head.
And then, oh no. Oh my God, that'd be fucking terrible.
It'd be a bad morning of surfing.
I mean, it's cool. I fuck myself up all the time. So like, I'd fuck my leg up recently, actually.
What happened? Well,
yeah.
I fucking trip. And now my leg is just like,
ooh, oh, damn, dog. Oh, damn. Shit.
Is that a bruise or a scar?
You're just walking?
I tripped. I tripped.
Is that what Miguel told you to say?
No. Yeah, no, that's my fault. I should have just made this sandwich. No, I slipped and then I hit like a little ledge and my knee like clipped it.
Yeah.
Here, let me show you the photo real quick.
Yeah, let's see it. Have you ever broken a bone?
Surprisingly, no.
There we go.
And I'm actually really like,
never.
I fuck myself up a lot.
Damn, bro. You got to watch out.
Yeah. So here's how my leg looked right when it happened. It looked like I had two knees.
Oh, damn, dude. That is gnarly. Yeah.
That's disgusting.
But I was telling Antonio this. Sometimes I feel like I have like Wolverine's like regenerative the mutant gene. Because like, I'll heal fucking quick as hell. Like, yeah. Like this shit, like that shit happened fucking less than a week ago.
Whoa.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty, and your bruise is not even that fucking bad. You would have thought that would have been, you're just walking around. Were you drunk?
No, I wasn't drunk.
Nice.
Dang. Nice. That's gnarly. What's the worst injury you've had in your life?
Do mental injuries count?
Sure. Or
I'm
like,
I'm kidding. I had my appendix about to explode.
Oh, ooh. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. That was not that too long ago, right?
That was like 2018. But I held it off for 3 years.
Oh man.
Like I would have the stomach pains and then I would just be like, it's just gas. And I just held it. I kept holding it off. And it got to a point where it was like, it was unbearable. Like I was in the shower and I was on my way to school in college.
Yeah.
And then it was just hurting. And I was like, I can't do this. Yeah. Like I got to turn around. I turned around, went home.
Yeah.
And I was just laying down and I was like, this is too fucking much. Because I've been holding it off for
three,
like the first couple of times it was like, oh, it's stomach pain. I can get over it.
Yeah.
And then
so you have a pretty high tolerance for pain.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. So for you, it would take a lot to be like at home in bed and being like, I need to go to the
hospital. I wasn't even going to go. But then like I was in bed and Tiffany was like, I think you need to go to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah. It's always that's the girlfriend. Yeah, I feel and like. Then
so I even just went. I was like, if it's going to make her feel better, I'll go.
I know. That's exactly.
And then I went and then they were like, yeah, your shit's about to explode.
Straight waste.
Because I've gone to the doctor for it, but it wasn't while it was inflamed.
Oh, okay.
So then I went and then they were just like, yeah, it's about to explode. They fucking
give you antibiotics and
they check it out.
They gave me a, what's it called?
Azithromycin or something?
No, they gave me some sort of painkiller. Some sort of painkiller. Like
that was it?
Yeah, they gave me painkiller and then they were immediately like, you're gonna have to go to surgery.
Yeah.
So and you said, nah,
yeah,
I'm good. No,
I was like, okay, if it's gonna get rid of the pain forever, then
yeah.
Cause like even all the tours that I've gone on prior to that,
yeah,
I would have to like kind of gauge like when the last time I had like a stomach pain was. So I'd be like, okay, I think it'll, I will.
For this stretch.
Yeah, I think I'll be fine, you know?
Has it ever happened on tour?
No, because then I got my appendix removed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because 2018, that was probably.
It was my first tour ever. It was the only one that I had.
Was it before Dog Days that happened or after? I think it was after.
Right? It was right after. Like when I got home and.
Because I feel like I already knew you. I don't think I would have been following you before then.
Yeah, no, it was right after it happened. So I think I got my appendix removed like October of 2018. So I was already home.
Yeah. And what's like the recovery for that? Like, was it pretty quick or were you kind of like knocked out?
I was in bed for a while.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of scary. Like, they took me in and they immediately were just like, yeah, we got to operate this shit like ASAP. And I had to wait like 2 hours for a hospital bed.
Jeez.
I finally got a hospital bed and they were like, we're going to fly in a fucking surgeon for you, but they're not going to be here until like 4 a.m.
Damn.
So I had to try to sleep it off and I couldn't sleep because I was getting nervous. So they gave me Dilaudid to, you know, ease the pain because that shit was painful.
Yeah.
And that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
That shit is crazy.
What happened?
It's like, it's just a really intense painkiller. It was just in an IV. So
you just feel numb kind of?
Yeah, like? I just feel numb. And then I couldn't go to sleep.
And so you're just high.
So I told them, can I get something to go to sleep? And then they looked at my chart and were like, you're not prescribed anything to go to sleep, but I can give you more Dilaudid. And I was like, fuck it. So they gave me more Dilaudid.
Like, I'm a fucking rock star. Dude. I was just pump it up. Like,
dude, I was fucking toasted while I was like, I was trying to watch Thor Ragnarok.
Hell yeah,
on the hospital TV. Yeah. I was zooted.
Like, yeah.
Was it fun at all or not really?
It was fun for like an hour. Then at a certain point, I'm like, I'm just high and bored and like I'm nervous because I also have surgery.
Right.
Then I got the surgery. Woke up from the surgery, and I was in the hospital for like 3 or 4 days.
Man,
damn, that's a long recovery for like an appendix. Did it burst or no?
It was really close to bursting.
What happens if it bursts?
You could die.
Yeah, you can die. That's you're wearing that heaven is for real thing. That kid that quote unquote died had his appendix burst.
Oh yeah, dude. Yeah. Did you see the movie?
No, I just know the story.
We talked about it a little bit before, but I remember specifically going to see that movie in theaters with my parents. And that was
haven't seen it yet, so
I haven't seen it yet.
I'm fucking advertising this shit for free.
That's hard, honestly. Where'd you get that?
The sweatshirt's kinda hard.
Miguel gave it to me.
That's fucking tight.
Under I have one of my, you know, I have the Akira.
Let's see what you got.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
Yeah. What is that?
Akira.
I haven't seen that.
Yeah, me neither.
You're missing out.
Is it pretty brutal?
Not really. Yeah, at some point. I mean, I've seen worse animes.
Yeah.
But it's like it's a movie. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some of those animated movies are really good. Mm. I'm blanking on the one that Harry told me to watch recently. It's about a girl. You might know if I describe it. It's about a girl who's kind of like a pop star who's transitioning from being like an actress to a singer.
Oh, that's Perfect Blue.
Yes. Dude, that
movie's
great.
I've heard of this. I've heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, that movie's great.
Where's that?
I think it's on like Amazon or Hulu or one of those. It's on a streaming service.
I haven't seen it yet. But
you haven't? No, I recommend it. Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, dude, I've been needing to crack my knuckle.
Yeah, I've been more. I can crack your neck for you.
I'm scared, dude.
Yeah, no, I can. I can do it for you. I can crack your neck. I can crack your back.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, there's just like this. I binged a bunch of just like chiropractic YouTube videos.
Really?
Yeah, but so I can do it now.
You're certified?
Not really. I actually had a. It's funny, like just a random tidbit.
Yeah.
But I had a conversation with Nathan Fielder about like
really in person, like
in person. Yeah, I was cracking a buddy's neck in front of him, and he was just like, "Are you licensed?" And I was just
"Are you licensed?"
And I was like, "No." And he's like, "How do you know how to do this?" And I just told him I watch YouTube videos, and he's like, "You can't do that."
He's like, "Here's the plan."
Yeah.
So we opened a chiropractic.
Yeah, we opened a chiropractic office.
Wait, what was the context of this?
Played a show with him a long time. Oh, he was played a show with Mac a long time ago.
And Nathan Fielder was there.
Yeah, Nathan Fielder was there.
Oh, that's awesome. I remember that.
Yeah.
I wish Nathan for you had another season.
Have you seen?
I mean, fucking the rehearsal.
Yeah, the rehearsal.
No, I haven't seen that.
It's like Nathan for you on steroids.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it? And it's like
crazy
new, right?
Budget. They have. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that show's amazing. That guy's great.
It's like Nathan for You, but if Nathan for You had an HBO budget.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. They'll just like for like a like
it still has to do with businesses? Like helping businesses
necessarily.
Or not really.
I haven't seen a single episode of it yet, but I hear it's pretty good.
Oh. It's intense.
Yeah. It's a lot.
Yeah.
It's funny though, right?
It's basically like I don't want to spoil anything or I might butcher something, but there's like he gets people who want to achieve or do certain things and he helps them rehearse for it.
Okay.
Like one of the guys.
But won't he like build a house for like one of these episodes?
He built he recreated a whole bar in New York for one person so they can rehearse a situation where they wanted to tell one of their close friends a secret.
That's rad.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's just so ridiculous.
So ridiculous.
I tried watching it with Hannah and it just be like the cringe factor of all that stuff. I don't think that she can handle. She does. It's just
she doesn't like. Get
it's
that
good
kind of
cringe
stuff.
Though.
I know it's good, but I like some people like even for me, I've been like watching episodes of Nathan for You where I'm like, I can't. I have to stop and I'll come back to it.
That's how I feel about. I think you should leave.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
That is like not something you like really tell everyone about. Like I feel like it's kind of like
you
only your
friends
where you're like, yeah, I think
this.
You would like this. But like certain one of my like, because even I'll watch that. Have you ever seen that?
No.
I Think You Should Leave. Oh, it's like
you would like it a lot.
Same kind of humor.
I think you and Miguel would actually really fuck.
I feel like probably Tony. I'd trust your judgment on that.
Yeah. Same kind of humor as Nathan For You, kind of where it's just like,
but it's
a
like
really
sketch
cringe.
Comedy rather than being like.
I mean, I like sketch comedy.
Yeah. No, I think you would like this.
If you guys watched a couple episodes, then I guarantee you guys would have.
I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. Yeah, it's called I Think You Should Leave, and it's. It's like sometimes I'll watch and I'll like laugh really hard, but other skits I'll watch and I'm like, this is kind of brutal. Like just like so cringy. And it's just like, supposedly like what I heard is that these, like he was a writer for SNL and a lot of his stuff got rejected. And like, you can watch this stuff and be like, I can definitely see how this
guy. Who does it star?
This guy named Tim Robinson. I don't think he's really in anything else.
If here, I'll show you a picture of him. I guarantee that you would.
You might recognize some of his stuff.
Fucking Padres one, bro.
Oh, that's rough.
This is why I hate sports.
Were you a,
I'm a
fan
Dodger
of,
fan?
A Dodger fan?
Yeah, for sure.
You want a little top off here?
I'm good. I still got to drive.
Oh,
I just want a little right. Sippy.
Shit, man.
This guy?
Never seen him.
Tim Robinson for the camera. Nice.
You guys have seen him.
Yeah, you guys get it. You guys know it.
No, I love that kind of humor. It's
same. I thrive on that shit.
Yeah.
Thrive. Yeah.
Have you been watching anything else recently?
I've been reading Berserk.
What's that?
It's a manga.
Okay. Yeah.
Isn't that's like the guy with a huge fucking sword?
Guts, yeah.
Did you play Elden Ring at all?
Yeah.
They have like those like...
It's heavily like a lot of the Dark Souls and Elden Ring and all the Souls
very influenced.
Are heavily influenced by Berserk.
Yeah, what year did this come out? It's like older?
I think 97.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong, but...
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure it was 97, but it's still going on. It's not finished.
Oh, shit.
And the creator and writer of it just like passed away, I think, this year. So
that's why. They did a bunch of... there's like little shrines in Elden Ring in some of the areas where they have like the big swords like all kind of like pushed into the ground and stuff, and I think that was like a nod to the creator.
What was like the first manga that kind of like popped all that off, do you know?
Like manga in general,
like manga popular? like that not like graphic. I mean, I guess there was graphic novels, but like were they doing that like in Japan first with these like mangas, or was it kind of like just like something that kind of came later, that like after like the anime started coming out, or the mangas were before?
Mangas are usually before.
Yeah.
Naruto, like the big three, like Naruto, One Piece, and Bleach all came out as mangas first. So
Bleach was part of the big Inuyasha, three. Yeah. You remember like Inuyasha?
Yeah.
Was that was kind of before all those, wasn't it, or not?
I think might have been around the same time, but it could have been before. But I feel like Inuyasha was a manga as well. I haven't really looked too deep into that.
Yeah.
What's Inuyasha?
Inuyasha.
I used to watch that a lot as a kid. It's kind of like I don't know the premise of it very well.
Was it one of those things that was on Cartoon Network or something?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah.
He wore red, like white hair.
He's got like ears like a cat, kind of.
I never watched a red Inuyasha, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
You might know it if you saw it.
Inuyasha.
Inuyasha.
Like, I think it's I-N-Y.
I-N-U-Y.
Yeah.
Inuyasha.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So kind of like what is it, like mid to late 90s, these things were all kind of coming out? Or even
I think it got popular, and especially I think it really got popular in very normal culture, because, and this is just my personal opinion, but I think there's a lot of truth to this. I think it got really popular because of Adult Swim.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
It was like one of those like late night kind of like you'd pop it on.
Like now people love fucking anime, you know?
Yeah.
But
yeah,
a lot of those animes that are really popular now originally were shown on Adult Swim first.
For sure.
Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah, exactly.
Inuyasha, Naruto.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Naruto's over, right? Or is it still going?
No, they got Boruto.
And that's still going?
Really?
I think that's still going, yeah. I finished all of Naruto and Shippuden in 1 month, like the anime. Dang. I watched like 700 something episodes.
What the fuck? Yeah.
Bro, that's crazy.
You're a binger, huh?
It depends. Part of me did it because I was on tour with Miguel.
Okay.
And I was like, there's a lot of time I got to kill. And I was thinking either Naruto or One Piece. And I was like, One Piece is too much.
Too much, bro.
So I was like, I'll just do Naruto. And I liked it.
Yeah.
I feel like people prefer Naruto to One Piece because One Piece is... I've heard so many... I've had friends that say like, dude, One Piece is so good once you get into like episode 300.
Yeah, no, it's... Those kinds of animes that are like just fucking 700 plus episodes long. You got to get through so much to get to the chunk of it. But when you get to those parts that are like the core, like parts of it that people remember, it's fucking good.
It's a big payoff.
But it's like, it's, you say like 700 episodes, but they're like, what, like 15 minutes a piece, right? Sometimes even less.
Like, 20-ish minutes. Yeah. Because it's like it's a whole episode, and then they have arcs. But I followed a watch guide that skipped fillers, so I kind of cheated it.
Yeah.
Okay. But I just wanted like the fucking meat and potatoes of it.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to watch filler, but it's like a waste of time.
Crazy.
So are you, so you have this record out. Mm-hmm. And what's the plan? Are you thinking about doing live stuff again pretty soon? Do you have anything planned or not really?
I have some things like not written in stone yet.
Sure.
And not necessarily anything that I feel like I should be talking about yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But there's some things that I'm kind of banking on and hoping that they come to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But I had a couple of shows, like a couple run of shows within the last couple months. Like I had 2 DJ sets and then just, I think, 1 or 2 live sets.
Right. Yeah.
And that, those are pretty
cool. Yeah, you did El Cid pretty recently, right?
El Cid. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I think
did Alex Andre.
Yeah,
put you onto that. Yeah. That's tight. How'd they go? I was trying to make it, but I had
it was cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a Wednesday at fucking midnight. So, you know.
I mean, dude, you
got it. But it was fun. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Met some cool people there and I just used my 404. It was fun.
Okay, so when you're doing, when it's like a Pincy DJ set, mm-hmm. you're obviously probably mixing in your own shit, but are you like doing just like other like DJ set
yeah,
stuff?
Yeah, no,
like,
it depends. So like if it's like a Pincy DJ set, I'll mainly do my songs and then just throw in a couple of songs that I like here and there and just a couple of random shit too. Like I try not to full meme it, but I really want to.
Yeah. I mean, lean into it. Just have fun with it.
I shouldn't though. I know I want to, but I shouldn't.
Why?
No, that's probably what people will like about it. I think.
Well, because it'll be funny to me. Like I really just wanted to, for the first DJ set I had with Insomniac. Uh huh. I really wanted to just throw in like the Roblox death sound, like randomly, like nonstop.
I mean, why not?
Because I was like, I gotta, you know.
You want to be taken seriously.
I want to be taken seriously for the time being, and when I have a little more leeway to just fuck around, then I'll do it.
Yeah, you should. Yeah,
but I did like I mixed in one of my songs with the fucking like the opening theme. The opening for my set was the opening theme for Final Fantasy VII.
Nice.
It was the bombing mission, and I mixed that into one of my songs, and I ended it on the fucking like the victory fanfare. Yeah. Because it,
that's nice.
When you speed it up, it's in the same key as one of my songs.
Oh, fuck
so yeah. I just mixed it in there and it worked perfectly.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
That's
sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. That's I can see if people like being like, as fans of that, would like really love that.
That's a payoff is like,
it's, yeah.
One of the payoffs is like having 1 or 2 people come up to me and just being like, yo, was that from fucking Final Fantasy? And I'm like, yes. And I can just nerd out with
it. Yeah, bro. I love that you've linked your aesthetic, especially with like the Pincy characters, as like being the kind of polygonal kind of like Final Fantasy aesthetic is fucking sick.
The OG Pincy head is actually just Cloud's head, but just skewed.
Yeah.
From the original like 3D asset for Cloud's polygon character, I just grabbed the head and I fucked around with it until it looked like me.
It looks just
it's
like
you. It's fucking sweet, dude. I really love that shit. But you have a physical head, right?
Yeah, I got that 3D printed, but I'm trying to make a new one because I just got a 3D printer.
Do you think that's something that, like, would you, like, play a show in that or not really? Is that too much of a fucking burn?
I would if I could see through it.
Yeah, because it's like, what do you, it's
you
like.
You got a 3D printer?
Yeah, I got a 3D printer.
How does that work? Like,
it hooks up to your computer? I have no idea.
Well, not the 3D printer aspect, but, like, you just, like hook it up to your computer like a regular printer?
So the basic aspect of it, or the basic aspect, sorry, the basic, like, like the fundamentals of it is you make a 3D model on some sort of program, and then you put it into a USB, and then you the USB onto the 3D printer, and it prints it out.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And how big can the object get from this one?
Depends on the printer. Usually it's small.
Well, like, what about yours?
It's small.
Okay.
And the one that I actually outsourced the head itself to someone else.
Okay.
And they printed it on 4 separate printers. And then had to put it together.
It's plastic?
It's whatever 3D print.
It's like resin, I think.
Oh, I thought it was like paper mache for some reason.
No. I was actually going to do paper mache at first. Yeah. When I was like first making the concept of like my album and the character and all this shit, I was like, you know, I might want to do a helmet or something. I mentioned it to like Antonio, and then I just thought about 3D printing because I was working on 3D models and shit at the time.
Yeah.
That I just thought it would go hand in hand by 3D printed something.
Yeah.
And I outsourced it and I got someone to print it.
That's rad. Yeah. What software do you like? Do you personally like do the 3D modeling stuff? Like, what do you use for that?
Blender. Yeah. Blender. Okay. It started off with Antonio was doing everything for the longest on his own. And then he told me that the program that he was using to make my album art was free. So I was like, fuck it, I'll do it on my, because I had just built a PC and I have more fucking power in my PC than your,
right,
your like MacBook.
Laptop or whatever. Yeah.
So then I started just doing shit on Blender and it just clicked with me and I was able to just do shit.
Just get it. Yeah. What DAW do you use to record music or like make your stuff?
I'll let you guys guess.
Ableton.
Logic.
Ableton.
Okay. Really? Yeah. Oh, your brother uses Logic, or not even Logic. Oh, he upgraded to Logic, or just
he's Logic now. Yeah.
He was doing GarageBand for a long time.
Yeah, that's right. I remember him saying that. It's crazy. It trips me out.
I know, because he couldn't like. The thing that kind of like I think is the craziest about that is you can't automate
like levels,
faders, or anything like that in GarageBand. Like you could do, like you couldn't do like a volume, you automate like volume or anything it, like that. He would have to like go in and put the pin like
with GarageBand or
with GarageBand, and then with like Logic, there's more advanced settings and stuff like that. Ableton makes sense for what you're doing though.
Yeah, I sat down for I was using Ableton. I mean, I was using a GarageBand and Logic for the longest like years, and just nothing was clicking with me, and everything I was making was not things that I was like proud of. And I've had Ableton downloaded on my laptop for years, and I just was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try to learn to use Ableton. So I sat down for like a week and just watched a bunch of videos on Ableton, and it immediately just clicked with me.
That's good.
Yeah.
But you had to put in some work. For me, I've been using Logic forever, and I was thinking during COVID I had all this time obviously, and I had gotten a crack from a friend of Logic or of Ableton rather, and I was like, well, fuck it, let me try to figure this out. And I just like I downloaded it and I watched like some videos. There was like this like hour-long video, maybe you came across it too, on YouTube of like going over like the like pretty specific but like delving into like the bare bones, the basics of Ableton, and it was pretty comprehensive. And it made a lot of sense, but then like just like I feel like Ableton deals in ideas, and I like how Logic is more linear. Like you can kind of see the song a little bit more if that makes sense. Like I'm a pretty visual person, so
yeah, I feel like you could do that with Ableton. I think what really helped me learn how to understand how to use Ableton, not just Ableton but any kind of DAW, is just get any song that you want to try to like that you love, and just try to recreate it on that DAW.
Yeah.
And it helps you kind of under, like I recreated a bunch of video game songs.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. So I recreated the first thing I ever made on Ableton is a recreation of the title theme for Ocarina of Time.
Oh, that's fucking nice. Sweet.
And it gets you to kind of be familiar with how the shit works, and you kind of have a goal already. So you're not straying too far away from the path of like
You're not having to write anything. You're just trying. It's well, that's a good muscle to stretch. Mm. That's actually really interesting.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's a really good like exercise. I heard Kanye West say something like that he did one time. He like took this album and like when he was like first starting out and recreated all the beats like on that album. So I think that's like a really good exercise.
Yeah, I think it's a really helpful way of trying to understand shit. Like it also just helped me understand how to like make a song.
Yeah,
like how to break shit down in parts.
Yeah.
Super fucking helpful.
Yeah, that's really interesting. That's pretty. I've been doing some stuff like that. It's also good because it's like that's nice content. You know, just breaking down a song or just like I've been learning solos, transcribing solos for Mirror just to try to stretch that. But I actually did something pretty similar during COVID. I did a cover of "Under the Rotting Pizza" from Final Fantasy VII. Do 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 do.
Isn't that from? That's when you're in the sewer, right?
Not the sewers. You're in the slums. It's like right before you meet Aerith. Like with Rufus and the Reno. Mm-hmm. No, Reno. When you fall through the chapel.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Like after you meet her and then you like go and it's like all the like.
I thought Aerith's theme was playing during that part.
Right? Yeah, that's it's like after that. Like when you're walking around, you're going from place to place. I can't really remember in the story.
I know what song you're talking about now.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's fucking tight. I love that shit.
Video game music is pretty fucking hard.
So good. Yeah. What's like some of your favorite video game music? Went?
BioShock music was really good.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good vibe.
Trying to think, I feel like there's some other stuff that I really liked. I'm just like blanking on it. I really like the Zelda music.
Yeah,
obviously. Oddly enough, what I thought was really soothing a while ago was the Minecraft background. Yeah,
so good.
It's just like
Minecraft's. I need
you just like that's walking, what drew, you're just like walking around.
When I first played Minecraft, that's what drew me in is the music.
Yeah, yeah, because you're just like you don't notice it at first, and like after you're playing it for a while, you're like, dude, this music is like so good. Like it's really so relaxing. Yeah. Yeah,
I'm just fucking mining, bro.
Yeah, I'm just like chipping away around, at these blocks, just like
just making shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I don't even. The thing is, I couldn't even like sing it for you. I didn't even. Like,
no. Hear. Yeah, it's like it's usually like very simple, like piano, like very like quiet piano notes.
Yeah,
like video game, like music and sound kind of fascinates me because it's like how do they program it to like play at certain points and like do certain sounds? Like that's always fascinating.
Like, there's triggers based on like where the character is. It's like
That's the simple
like
answer.
When like you're in like Red Dead, for example. And
Red
like,
Dead has great music too.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, that song when you like are Red Dead 2 when you're like like you know on the horse. Isn't it a Willie Nelson song?
The one with like the choir kind of singing.
Oh no, when you come back is John Marston. There's like a Willie Nelson song.
Oh really? Yeah.
Cruel World.
Oh.
Cruel World. I'm moving on.
Dang, I don't know.
It's not like right when he comes back, or is it when they're building the house?
No, not in the first one. It's in the second one when you're when you switch over from like Arthur to John.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Damn. They build John's house at the end.
I might be getting one and two confused. My bad.
That was one of my favorite games before I kind of like stopped playing video games. I'd play Red Dead like very heavily.
It's a good game. Yeah.
It's a really good game. Yeah.
That's a fun game that you can kind of just get lost in and explore.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I honestly just love riding the horse and like going up in the mountains and stuff.
Like obeying traffic laws in GTA.
yeah. It's like the equivalent of that. It's like you just kind of like get lost in the wilderness, even though I'm like sitting in my chair just like all fat.
Good
like,
soundtrack though. Apparently for Red Dead 2, they recorded a bunch of shit in the same key.
Oh, really?
So like... they'll just play one thing and then they'll just random like it'll just generate random shit to throw over and it's all in the same key so it all fits.
Kind of sounds nice.
Yeah. Oh yeah, because it does seem kind of like there's not really a lot of songs in Red Dead. It's very tonal kind of stuff.
It's like which licks. Makes sense there's for like there's like good like dirty guitar licks that come about when there's like exciting stuff happening. Yeah. It's good.
It's like I mean it's kind of like you know music in a western. It's not like for the most, but there's like main themes and stuff like that. And then like for like it's like a lot of just like tonal kind of like
Do you think like music in the Old West is obviously different than like that, right? Than like the like electric guitar like.
No, I'm pretty sure in the Old West they had synths, why does that
feel so like fitting, like that kind of like.
Well, like, that's like you know that's the job of like
composers,
composers and people who score shit, especially in video games, is like you have to create sounds that fit certain events,
right?
And you have to like when I was making my first album, I got into this really deep dive of like Koji Kondo and Nobuo Uematsu, because I fucking...
Who's Koji Kondo?
Koji Kondo made all the music for like Mario and Zelda.
Oh, okay.
Which is cool too because in the new Mario movie, he's doing the whole soundtrack.
Oh, that's sick. That's super cool.
Yeah, but I mean, for me personally, it's more of just like I was infatuated. I loved Ocarina of Time, so...
Yeah.
And I loved all the music for it.
Yeah, Nintendo has their shit, right?
Yeah. So it's like, musically. It's just a matter of like creating sounds that fit the space.
Right.
Like, you know, like... For some reason, a DX7 sounds like underwater, and now people associate DX7 shit with like underwater like levels.
Right.
And a lot of that has to do with like Koji Kondo making Dire Dire Docks for Super Mario 64.
Right. Like what a project. Like someone just gives you this video game of like this Italian plumber like running on blocks and stuff, and he's like, "All right, I got you." Like
I'm gonna kill this.
Yeah, yeah. He like kills it.
Well, like, it's like Phil Collins of the Tarzan soundtrack. It's that old joke of
he did not need to go that hard. All right,
Phil, it's not that serious. It's just a movie about a guy that lives with apes or fucking gorillas. And
he popped off in that fucking movie.
Hold my beer.
Hold my phone. He's not Irish. I don't know. What I'm doing.
I think he's British. Hold my.
They go,
hold my pint.
Hold me pint.
Hold me punt.
Fucking punt.
Yeah, hold me punt, mate.
You fucking cunt.
You fucking cunt.
Oi, listen here, fuckwit.
You rat fucking bastard.
So it's Tarzan, isn't it?
It's fucking alright.
Yeah.
I was going to say something, completely forgot. Well, oh, I think that it's not, I mean, obviously I feel like the sounds that they've chosen for these like themes like Underwater, DX7 or like that like fucking grainy like guitar, electric guitar licks and stuff like that is it's like it does embody kind of what it is, but I think there's also just like
damn, there's
it's like these iconic
there's right. a chip in that glass and I got very close to
cutting yourself,
the cutting chip. My lip wide open.
I feel like it's also just like these like pretty important moments in like movie and gaming or TV history where it's like, you know, you kind of just associate it with that and that just becomes the norm. Like whistling, like, I don't really think of like whistling as being something that's like exclusive to the Old West, but like
that sounds specifically, you know, it resonates with you.
Yeah, I've been programmed in a way to just like associate.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. And slaps, it kind of though. Like, yeah. That No, I agree.
I think I can do it without the risk of being too loud. No, hold on. Let me see if I can get this. Nice.
See, now I feel like I'm in a spaghetti western.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Very sick. Thanks, buddy. Howdy, dude.
Howdy, dude.
Howdy, bitch.
Howdy, bitch. Yeah. That's like the Tom rolling a cigarette.
Howdy, bitch.
little boot up.
Like, yeah. One boot up. One hand.
Pow. Pow.
Yeah. That shit's so good.
You had Vine?
Yeah.
You're big into Vine.
Yeah.
Did you make Vines at all?
Not Miguel made more Vines than I did. I was just fucking like, I'd love just Vine humor.
Yeah. So fucking funny. You go back though, you look at old Vines. Some real problematic shit in those things.
Yeah. You know,
people were just saying the N-word, dog.
Yeah. This is like the Wild West era kind of the internet, like of just where, I don't know. I can't imagine people weren't conscious of that. It was just
No, but I think it was like social media at that time was like the first time like where everyone just had like Instagram
free
and, like,
reign of
fucking
just
Vine
like,
and like you could just like, hey, I could just post a video of me doing something and it's like everyone can
I mean, are people as brutal and like Call of Duty lobbies nowadays as they were?
No, not as bad. There's still bad stuff.
There's still a lot of toxicity, but
it's not, like
not
as bad.
Not nearly
was,
as bad
bro.
As the Modern Warfare 2 days.
Right. Like or like Halo, I remember like Halo 2, Halo 3. You would play that and be like, dude, like these kids are
little fucking neo Nazis.
Yeah, like
well, there's like a. It's almost like a liberating freedom to certain people when like you can talk to someone across the country that they'll never fucking
they'll never
see who they
no
are.
Yeah it's like you give someone a microphone and no consequences and it's like of course they're gonna say crazy shit just like this podcast
exactly
unhinged
fucking have you ever seen those videos where it's I fucking love these where it's stuff like that where it's like some kid says some like fuck shit on like a lobby in like you know Fortnite or whatever. And then the guy like is like a hacker or something. He's like, "Oh, you live on like Arroyo Seco Lane."
Yeah, he'll like IP
like 412 Arroyo Seco, right? Yeah. And he's like, "How's your mom Heather doing?" And the kid's just like,
"What do you mean? Are you saying Arroyo just because of Breaking Bad by any chance?"
Oh, that's his I've been watching. Yeah. I've literally been watching rewatching Breaking Bad. That's his street, huh?
It's like 34 or something Negro Arroyo Lane.
That's right. Yeah. It's so funny.
That's a show I have to watch.
You haven't watched it?
Breaking Bad.
You'd like it a lot.
Would I?
Yeah, you would really like it.
I would.
I have to finish that up.
I've been watching, I told you earlier, I've been watching this Dahmer show. Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, I watched all of it.
You watched all of it? I'm like on episode 6.
You did like a
6.
TikTok of you as Dahmer, really?
Yeah, I did an impression of Dahmer.
It's not bad, honestly.
Yeah.
It's pretty good. You put on the glasses and stuff. I love in TikToks, like when people try to be serious and like it gets you cracking up like right at the end of the little clip.
The memes are really good where it's like him like putting the movie in and it's like me like making my girl watch skate videos.
Yeah, I told
and
you.
It's like...
We're gonna watch a movie.
yeah, it's not really good.
I haven't watched it yet. Is it long?
It's long, but you don't want to stop. You want to keep watching it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I think they're like an hour long episodes, right?
Like yeah. So I think one was like 40 or some shit. But
yeah, I'm on episode 6 right now. Yeah,
I've been watching Rings of Power.
I watched the first episode and
I like it a lot.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, are you like a fantasy person or more like sci-fi? Or
a little bit of both. Like, yeah. I love just like medieval shit.
Fucking love it. Yeah.
But then at the same time, I love space shit. So.
Yeah. Do you have a show that's like really hit home for you that's like your favorite? Over the years.
I mean, I love It's Always Sunny.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I love that show.
Yeah.
I also really love, let me think, Breaking Bad. It's a good show.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I think those are pretty good. Those are pretty good choices.
They're pretty face level shows. I mean,
yeah, but they're like fucking. Yeah. They're popular for a reason.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit is really good. Yeah. Do you have like a favorite show? It's hard.
Oh,
to pick.
The Sopranos.
Yeah, that's a good.
I've been meaning to watch that too.
We need to watch it.
I've been meaning to. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You should. Yeah. You definitely should.
Did your brother watch that?
No. You know what's a good show? Is Eastbound and Down.
What's that about?
Oh, that's with
Danny McBride.
Yeah.
And he's like a, like, just a failed baseball.
He's like a baseball coach.
Yeah, he's like a baseball star at one point, and then just went on a downward spiral, and he's trying to just live in society as like a normal person, but he can't get over the fact that he used to be a celebrity.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's fucking. Yeah, Danny McBride's really fucking funny. He's kind of slept on a little bit. Like, you know,
that's
really
what I'm saying. You know, like, I guess Kanye met up with him.
Yeah.
And was pitching him the idea of like, I want you to play me in a movie.
But he used to kind of annoy me a little bit. Like, I remember he was in this movie. And this is like not like a very like stellar movie or anything, but I think it's like 30 seconds or less where.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, he's a pizza delivery guy, and events ensue.
Yeah,
and he kind of has like that Seth Rogen like kind of like big guy. Like I mean, like just like that kind of like obnoxious energy to him, which is like obviously the character he's playing.
I think he does that a lot. Like he was in a show, Vice Principals, and I think it's kind of
like the same.
It's kind of one note is like some of the stuff, but it's funny. Yeah, like
it's funny. It resonates with Kanye West's personality, and I think that's why he asked him. And you know, I'm not for like white people playing like, you know, people of color.
Yeah, yeah.
But, he's asking him to
but
do
I
it.
But I am for Danny McBride playing Kanye just because his character in Eastbound and Down is like, it resonates so much with like Kanye's like personality currently.
When was this meeting? Like recently?
A couple years ago. I don't think it's going to happen, but he pitched the idea. But it was definitely sometime during 2018 because I think I watched in an interview, he said that like Kanye just like watched his kid play Fortnite. So it was sometime during Fortnite.
Yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. So like at least like 2018, that was probably like the big,
like the
big
peak
time of Fortnite. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I never, did you ever, you guys played Fortnite.
I played the fuck out of Fortnite.
Yeah. Yeah. I played it for a little while.
You played some Fortnite?
Yeah, I did for a little while.
Did you ever catch a dub?
No. I ended up getting really furious with the fact that you can't respawn and was just kind of over it because
that's a thrill.
But I don't like. I'm just like I want like continuation. It's just like I died. Now I gotta go back in the line.
Would Fortnite ever have stuff like that where it was like team deathmatch type?
Yeah, no, they had like auto respawn game modes. Like 50v50 was like you can auto respawn.
Like oh yeah,
but the whole
the whole point is that it's battle.
Yeah, it's a battle royale. You die and you start over if you die. So you just. You know, get good.
Yeah. I like the aspect of it where everyone like jumps in on this huge map. Like that part of it was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Loot and shoot. That shit makes me so mad though. Like that's why I couldn't really.
Oh no. It can get infuriating.
Yeah.
Like you're fucking. Like, I got like really mad.
Zooted off the half of a Bud.
Budweiser, dude. It's fucking Budweiser killing it.
Zooted right now.
Oh, it's tall can. It's not bad, honestly. A cold Bud.
Dude, you know what made me buy this is watching Dahmer. Because he drinks Budweiser.
I don't think that's a good reason to buy it.
And I was like, I want to be like that guy.
Yeah, you're like Budweiser.
But it makes, he's like crushing these Budweisers the whole time. I'm like, man, this makes me want to drink a Budweiser.
Yeah.
But he's also like killing people and shit, so.
Why are you focusing on the worst
part? Yeah, why are you focusing on that part of it?
I think that's the most important part.
Don't you think in a way, and I don't think this is spoiling anything, but do you.
It's a spoiler when he actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, his whole but it's like an aspect of the show. Do you think it creates like a little bit, like at least in the first five episodes, like a little sympathy for him, and like you get this kind of sense that you're like not rooting for him, but they make it seem like he's not so evil when in reality it's like the shit he was doing was pretty fucked up.
I feel like they made a pretty good job of making him pretty evil,
because like I don't know, just like it,
well, he's the protagonist, you know, in. in a way, like, you know, if he's the main character of the show, like, even if he's doing shitty things, it's the same thing with Breaking Bad. Like, Walt's not a good guy, but
he's, yeah. Walt's not a good, but it's not like, it's not a true story. So it's like not, there's like not,
oh, there's like, not any like,
like, yeah, it's like Tony cultural. Soprano, like Tony Soprano is like also like not a good guy, but you're kind of like rooting for him.
Yeah.
But like someone like Jeffrey Dahmer, it's like, no, this is something that actually had like an impact on the world. And you're kind of like, and even though it's like humanizing him, which is like, I think it like should be the case, because like, you know, everyone like goes through crazy shit, and like he did. But I don't know. I got this like weird feeling while I was watching it of being like,
why are they like,
why am I like kind of like rooting for him? Like, at least in that, at least like in the early parts when like he's like facing like the abuse from his parents and like stuff like that. It's like they kind of like, you know, paint it in a way of like, well, you know, like,
I think that's more of the investment of understanding why he's been
like that. Yeah.
And that, sure. I feel like maybe you're the, what you may feel currently is pseudo empathy is more of just a, you're trying to understand why he's like that. And I think that's why people are drawn into the show itself.
Right.
It's not true crime. It's not like, they fuck with serial killers.
It's not necessarily like,
how could someone do this?
Yeah. It's more of just like a, like, why is this person like that? And that's the, I feel like the whole,
premise of the show.
Premise of the show is just like understanding why this person's like that, because it's like such an outlandish fucking thing to do. Is like, eat people and like fuck corpses and shit.
Yeah.
So as a normal person, you kind of want to understand how does a person get towards this?
Towards that, yeah. And I mean, I like that. Like I think that's like kind of an important thing, is to like not just look at someone who's done some crazy shit and be super judgmental and know like why, you know, because they were abused and they were like went through this and that and like whatever. So I think that's important.
But there's like when you're talking about true crime or just like talking about serial killers in general, a big question that's pretty often posed is like, are serial killers born or made? And so that's kind of like, it's interesting.
I think it can go either way, I guess.
Because people talk about like, oh, well, you know, there's like a through line, especially in, there's like two big common factors, like abuse as a child, whether it's like physical or, you know, sexual assault or something of that nature. Yeah. And then another really big common theme is head trauma early so it's like, usually it's paired, usually one, it's like not just like one or the other, but like there's a lot of those things. So that's kind of the it's like a, you know, we're all different and people would obviously react differently to different circumstances, but those are some pretty common factors in serial killer, like alarmingly. It's like 70% of serial killers are like obviously like abused as children, like, and then also head trauma, like pretty early on. Interesting stuff.
It is interesting. Yeah.
So this is a true crime podcast. Oh wait, we have to talk about your fucking podcast. Are we calling it?
Yeah.
We have to name it.
Yeah.
We don't have to name it.
I mean, I'm like 1/4 of the group, so.
It's okay.
Oh, so the podcast is going to be, can we say a little bit what it is or not? Or you want to keep it on the DL?
No, it's fine. I don't even think it's that big of a,
so you guys are just shooting the shit?
Yeah, we just did it for fun. Me, Miguel, Antonio, and Roger, and then our friend Judy, who helped film everything and do the sound. And yeah, we just did it for fun. We just shot the shit.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to post it, but the hardest part of like posting is figuring out a fucking name for it.
Yeah. Let's see.
You're not going Biff the Boys?
No, it's just me and Antonio.
Oh, that's just you.
Yeah.
Okay. Fuck.
Do you guys have a name for the house that like, have you thought about like naming your house? Like, you know, cause you guys are like all the boys like living in one house.
We gotta name
your place.
We did that a long time ago with like our friend's old house.
Yeah.
When we used to all make music together years ago. You know, me and Miguel used to just like, we used to rap and shit. I'm sure he told you.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Mm.
So we had, our friends had a place together, and then we named that place. We just called it The Trap.
The Trap.
Mm. Yeah. Nice. And we did that with that, and I feel like we're just older now, and we're just like, it's just our fucking house. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the romance dies when you get older, but.
I want to name. Yeah, I haven't named our apartment.
Yeah.
I haven't really felt.
This is the Sayer Salon, as everybody already knows.
Yeah.
Because fuck my other roommates.
It is the Sayre Saloon. It is the Sayre Saloon. Or we could call it the Saloon if Frost is in the room.
The other, another really funny, like, kind of idea of naming a place that this guy used to work with, you briefly know, Matt McCord.
Yeah.
He would call his house the Hotel McCord, which I thought is, like,
sounds
a funny way to...
Lavish.
It wasn't, I mean, I don't think it's, I mean, I don't think he lived in, like, a dump, but I don't think the place lavish. But I always thought, like, calling your place, like, the Hotel blank is like a pretty solid name.
When we first moved in there, we were joking around about like making it like a TikTok hype house. <You know? laughs> Yeah. Like we just, and even now, like to this day, like we'll just make that joke that it's a fucking content house. And like I'll like get up and I'll tell Roger, like, you need to be fucking making TikTok. It's like,
you know, did you ever watch Silicon Valley? The show?
I watched like 2-3 episodes.
It's like the incubator. That's what they call their house.
The incubator.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I hate thinking of your guys' house as like a content house, bro. It's,
that's the funny part of it is we just kept saying like we need, like Miguel would just come up to me like, well, we need to fucking do shit, like we need to,
what are you doing? Like, you're playing video games, we have to be making fucking content.
There could be like a real world like documentary in your guys' house where there's like cameras and like
I think it would be fairly interesting, but there's times when like all of us are doing our own thing, like I'll be working on music in my room, Miguel will be working at music in the studio, and then Roger in his room.
Yeah.
And Antonio will be doing all his artwork in his room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like there's a lot of times when we're just like fairly busy in the house and it's just quiet and we're, you just hear like people doing their shit.
Yeah.
But there's some times when like when I was working on my album, for example, Antonio was doing the artwork originally and he told me that the 3D modeling software Blender was free.
Yeah.
So I started just doing my own shit on there. I remember we left our fucking... like our doors open because my room is right across from Antonio's.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were kind of just like feedbacking off of each other and it felt like an office, you know?
Yeah.
Right, that's cubicles. Kind of sweet, like, honestly. Yeah. That's cool.
So sometimes there'll be like situations where it feels like a workspace.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
You know, sometimes I'll ask Miguel, like, can you lend me your ears for a second? And, let me know what you think of this. Or like, I'll go to Roger and I'll ask him like, hey, can you help me out with some gear? And vice versa, where they'll ask me certain things or they'll ask Antonio, anyone else. So we have fun in the house, but at the same time, when those busy moments come up, we try to like help each other out.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, I feel like that'd be really nice. Mm. Although I don't think Swells could ever live together.
I don't think we could live together in the long term, but I think if we spent like 6 months or something in a house, that could be kind of fun.
Could
don't knock it till you try it, you know, like it's trial and error.
Do you guys fight a lot?
Never.
No,
we you know, we've cycled through the different roommates, specifically in the garage.
Yeah.
And in those situations, I wouldn't even say that we were fighting. It was just certain
squabbles,
disagreements. Fight Night Fridays were, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah. There's certain disagreements that we would have on certain things, especially considering how it's originally it was like 6 fucking people in the house and like this is a lot, you know, and we have one fridge and all this shit.
Right. So that's the stuff that starts to wear on you.
Yeah, but like, I think we, for the most part, we've handled a lot of those situations really well. We communicate a lot with each other, and those roommates cycled from the garage. Like Judy was living with us at one point, and then she got her own place, and now it's Roger. And like I think where it is right now, it's the most comfortable where it's been.
It's a good energy.
You guys seem like a good group. Like I feel like the four of you, that like I could like very easily see that being like a cool group to like live with and whatnot.
And if anyone were to fucking fight or argue, it would be me and Miguel, and it never happens. Right. Me and Miguel never fight ever.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. Like I think the last time we argue and we like disagree on things, but we're mature about
it.
It's
not like a fucking
and
shouting contest.
You guys are like 2 years apart?
Or I'm a year and a couple months older.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's not much of a
That's not much of a gap.
Yeah.
I feel like if Sam and I lived, like my younger brother and I lived together now, there might be some squabbles.
I see that.
Yeah.
I don't I get that a lot from people where they say like I don't understand how like you and your brother are like the way that you are, you know?
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
That you guys are like that.
Yeah.
But it's like a no brainer to me. I don't know. It's just the way I've been raised. It's just a no brainer. Like,
yeah.
With me and Miguel, just think alike. It's pretty fucking crazy.
That's cool.
Well, dude, that brother connection's fucking crazy, dude.
Yeah.
My older brother and I will just like, we'll be saying something or like having a conversation, and you just like, you do that thing where you like link in.
Yeah.
You're like, you're saying the exact same thing in the exact same timing and cadence, and it's like the exact same idea. It's fucking
yeah. Bad. I'll just look at Miguel sometimes when certain things happen, and he'll know why I'm looking at him.
That happens with me and my brothers too. Like if there's like a big family, like if we have like all of our family there, like a big group of people, like and someone says something, we're just like, and like know exactly what is like.
And now it's like it's growing more towards a. Like that area of like comfortability is spreading more now towards like Antonio and Roger. Like Antonio will do the same thing now where he'll just look at me or I'll look at him and he'll understand.
Yeah,
and same with Roger, you know, like
I've spent enough time with someone you really kind of get to know.
And we never really, even on tour, we never really fucking argue. Like I'll argue with Antonio over stupid shit, but it's never on some like personal shit.
Yeah. It's just like base level stuff. That's good.
Yeah. Nice. That's good. We should probably start wrapping this up. We're at an hour and 15.
Damn.
Any final thoughts?
Closing arguments? Yeah, why don't you plug yourself?
Shit.
First and foremost.
Well, I'm Pincy.
Hey.
Listen to my music.
The Bitter End.
The Bitter End.
Hey. Are we brothers?
Yeah, so you guys are getting that connection.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I released that album. Sometimes I don't even remember when I released it. Like
it was last year, right?
No, it was this year. July or August, one of those two.
It was July. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was about.
It was actually supposed to come out a lot sooner, but.
Hey.
But I think Miguel told you I got COVID.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I got COVID, and I was supposed to finish all the artwork and shit with Antonio, but then I got COVID, stayed home, which is actually a blessing in disguise because. The first track off of that album, Until the Bitter End.
Yeah.
I made that the week that they left because I was fucking so depressed.
It's weird how shit like that.
I was just so depressed and I was like, I gotta like, I can't, you know,
I can't
dwell on this and I just have to do something that will like be a positive. So I made that song and so far it's been like the most well-received song on that.
I love that. I think that's a great way to start an album. Yeah,
and it really fit nice. the original song on there. I listen to it now and I'm just like, yes, this is not fucking fit. I removed it from the album completely.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh. Yeah. I love that shit. Just realizing that you don't fuck with a song, just getting rid of it.
The original song had a sample on there. And I think that's the only reason why I held on to it. It had a sample on there of, I paid a cameo for the guy from Halo.
The Master Chief voice?
Yeah. No, the fucking announcer.
Multi-kill.
Oh, that guy. Oh, shit.
Multi-kill.
And I paid him to say some shit.
That's a great idea.
Well, just keep that.
I still have it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Pincy. That's a great idea.
He says Pincy. And he says he was super fucking cool about it, too.
Yeah. That's really cool.
I was like one of the first people to hop on that shit because I saw he had a cameo.
Yeah.
And then I remember like 2 or 3 months later, like I saw people memeing it. Like, they got him saying just a bunch of random shit.
Yeah.
And his fucking rates skyrocketed.
Yeah, bad. Yeah.
Yeah, but
so you got in there early.
I got in there early and I got him to say some shit. And I feel like the original song, the first song of the album, had that vocal sample of him saying some shit.
Yeah.
And I was just so latched onto the fact
you'll find something else.
Yeah, you'll find somewhere to put
hold
it.
Hold on to that.
Yeah, then I made the bit Until the Bitter End and it just fits so much.
It's a good album starter. Yeah. I like it.
For sure.
The stream Until the Bitter End. And what's the name of your first album?
What Now? Yeah. That's stream that if you want to. I'm like, I feel like the Bitter End is just so much better and so much more like complete as
like
a project.
Polished and stuff. Yeah,
polished. But
I like What Now. Though.
Yeah, I like What Now also for what it was as a project. Like,
I don't know, bro. I feel like that's a really solid, it's an EP or an album.
I don't even know. I just call it a fucking album.
Yeah, it's like seven or eight songs, right?
It was nine, and then the bitter end is 10.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm. No, I listened to that. That's a good. What Now's a really good listen front to back. No, they should fucking.
They should be proud of yourself.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying I stream it. Of course, I love it. But me personally, as an artist, like I'm you know moving towards a different direction. Yeah, and I'm just like it was. It's good. It has its moments. But I could do better.
Yeah, yeah.
And I feel like as an artist, I'm just going to keep moving.
Yeah, it's a good mindset. Yeah.
You know what else slaps? motherfucking Sirens.
Our new song.
Yeah, stream that shit. Yeah, run it up.
Sirens, run that shit.
Got a video coming for it.
Yeah, when is this coming
Friday.
Out?
This podcast will come out, I don't know, when you want to drop it this week or?
We could drop it, I mean.
Friday or Monday.
You're the one that's, editing, so I don't want you to give.
Probably Monday.
Our music, out. You should listen to our music. You should listen to the single, Sirens, and then by the time you're hearing this, you can go to our YouTube and the music video for Sirens.
The same channel that you're watching this podcast
on. It's like one fucking click away. It's probably even going to be the suggested video.
Just have a slide right now.
Just pop up
with the link that you can click.
Right.
Fucking around the corners of the screen, Sirens now, fucking flashing neon. Yeah. You can handle that.
Yeah.
It's not. It's not happening. Well, this has been fun.
This has been fun. Yeah, dude. Thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me,
dude.
Guys.
For sure.
Thanks for the beer.
Oh yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Yeah. This is a Budweiser household.
Yeah.
Not really, but as long as Dahmer's on the air,
hey,
we're drinking Budweiser.
Jeez, Grandma.